Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. Helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're watching Studio Classroom as we continue on to the second day of this month's health lesson.
We're talking all about autophagy. This is a process that your body uses to recycle the damaged parts in cells.
Yes, it is an important process in our bodies. We learned a little bit yesterday about why it happens and when it happens, and I'm sure we'll learn far more details today.
We definitely will, Garrett. Our article today is called Autophagy, the Body's Recycling System. Let's get started with our first reading right now.
Autophagy, the body's recycling system. Putting one's cells under stress can cause them to engage in autophagy, and people may do this in an effort to lose weight. Fasting for a determined amount of time can induce autophagy, as can restricting the number of calories one consumes. Diets that are high in fat and low in carbohydrates can have a similar effect. In addition, certain types of exercise can trigger autophagy.
Hello friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看动词 trigger, 意思是引发或是触发。譬如 The explosion in the savannah triggered a wildlife stampede. 大草原上的爆炸引发了野生动物的惊慌奔逃。 Trigger 也可以当名词，意思是引发伤心、害怕等心理的因素。譬如 My counselor often reminds me that I am responsible for my own triggers. 我的咨商师常提醒我，我要对自己的心理触发因素负责。动词Trigger 的现在分词 Triggering 可以当形容词用，意思是令人不安的，可能引起心理不适的。譬如 Some audiences may find the subject matter in this episode triggering. Please watch with care. 有些观众可能对本集内容感到不适，请谨慎观看。
So, autophagy is a natural process that happens when our cells are in a state of crisis. But did you know some people force their bodies to go through this on purpose?
Let's learn more about that together, friends. Getting started with the first part of this next section, putting one's cells under stress can cause them to engage in autophagy.We'll stop there for just a moment and talk about what it means to engage in something.
Yeah, this means to take part in an activity. Here's an example sentence with that phrase. Kids often love to engage in sports after school.
So why would you want your body to engage in autophagy? Well, we read on here, people may do this in an effort to lose weight.
And many people really want to do that. Let's talk about this phrase, in an effort to.
In an effort to means that you're trying to achieve something. For example, you might study hard in an effort to pass your class.
And people do all sorts of crazy things in an effort to lose weight.
They definitely do, from working out in a certain way or eating a certain diet, or as we're going to learn about here, forcing your body to go into this process of autophagy.
Well, fasting for a determined amount of time can induce autophagy, as can restricting the number of calories one consumes.
We see a few really great terms here, friends, that we can talk about. First of all, we can talk about fasting. When you fast, you don't eat food for a period of time.
Here's an example sentence. Many people like to practice fasting when they want to think deeply through something.
Yeah, that is one reason people fast. Another reason could be to lose weight or to get healthier. And we find out here that when you fast, it can induce autophagy. To induce something means to cause something to happen.
To cause something to happen. For instance, some medicines can induce sleep. They cause you to fall asleep.
So fasting can induce autophagy. Diets that are high in fat and low in carbohydrates can have a similar effect.
Yes, absolutely. Now, what does this word carbohydrates mean? Well, we're talking about certain sugars and starches that are in many foods. We often eat those for energy.
For example, bread and pasta is full of carbohydrates. Oftentimes in English, you'll hear people refer to carbohydrates as carbs.
Yeah, and a diet like this that's very high in fat and low in carbohydrates is sometimes called the keto diet.
Oh, that's right. The keto diet is a very popular diet that some people follow for health reasons or to help manage their weight.
Yes. Well, we have one more sentence here in this section. In addition, certain types of exercise can trigger autophagy.
We see that word trigger there, friends, and it is very similar to that word induce. When you trigger something, you cause it to happen. I never thought about this before, Garrett, that certain types of exercise could cause this to happen.
Yeah, I think the whole idea is that you're causing your cells to go into that state of stress.
And that state of stress is what tells your body that autophagy needs to happen.
Well, we're not done learning about this just yet, friends. Let's go on to our next reading.
Autophagy, the body's recycling system. Many people engage in intermittent fasting in order to induce autophagy. Intermittent fasting is an eating pattern where you switch between periods of eating and periods of not eating. For example, one popular form of intermittent fasting involves eating only during an 8-hour window each day and refraining from consuming calories during the other 16 hours. Other forms of this kind of fasting limit eating times to fewer hours a day or involve fasting for entire days.
Refrain 意思呢是克制避免。 譬如, I know you want to run down this empty hallway, but please refrain. 我知道你想跑过这条空荡荡的走廊,但请克制。片语, refrain from 的意思呢,是避免,克制。譬如, although he was furious at his teammate, he refrained from yelling at him. 虽然他对队友非常生气,但仍克制住没有对他吼叫。 Refrain 也可以当名词, 意思是副歌或是反复句。 譬如, the refrain from the song on the radio was still playing in his head the next day. 电台歌曲的副歌隔天仍在他的脑中回荡。
Let's talk about one other very popular practice to induce autophagy.
We're talking all about intermittent fasting. This is a topic we've discussed on the program before, friends. But if you need a reminder, we're talking about eating only during certain hours of the day.
Yeah, for example, intermittent fasting can help many people lose weight.
A lot of times when people are doing intermittent fasting, they're stopping eating at a certain time of day, and then they only start eating a certain time the next day.
Yeah, so all the food they eat during a certain day is within one smaller window.
Exactly. Let's learn more about this together. Many people engage in intermittent fasting in order to induce autophagy. Intermittent fasting is an eating pattern where you switch between periods of eating and periods of not eating.
Well, it's described here as an eating pattern. That's a regular way of eating food. It's almost like a habit that you form.
Yeah, so for example, you could say she follows a healthy eating pattern. I have tried intermittent fasting before, and what I liked about it is it doesn't really tell you what to eat or what not to eat. It's just telling you the times you can eat. So for me, that was very effective in getting healthy.
Yeah, technically, if you're still eating a ton of food, you won't actually lose weight on this, but just because you're eating during a smaller period of time, you're often likely to naturally eat less.
And for some people, eating during that certain amount of time can help your body's processes go more smoothly. It's not true for everyone, though. Let's learn a little bit more about this. How does our lesson continue?
All right, one popular form of intermittent fasting involves eating only during an 8-hour window each day and refraining from consuming calories during the other 16 hours.
So this is a specific 8-hour window. A window, friends, is a set time period for something.
Here's another example sentence. I sleep only in a 7-hour window each night.
This is definitely describing a more strict form of intermittent fasting where you're only eating during 8 hours. That's a very short amount of time.
So many people do this. It is part of inducing this autophagy, and other forms of this kind of fasting limit eating times to fewer hours a day or involve fasting for entire days.
We have this word limit here, friends, and we can talk about what that means. If we're talking about a limit, we're saying the most allowed of something.
For example, you can set a limit on the amount of screen time that you or your children can watch.
That's a really important thing to do, and it's good to limit things other than just calories or the amount of time you're allowed to eat. It's good to have balance in many different parts of your life.
Absolutely. So we are talking about this very popular practice or food pattern that many people have. They feel like it's good for their bodies, but I'm sure most of those people don't know about this autophagy process.
I certainly didn't when I tried intermittent fasting, friends. And we find out here in this last sentence that it's not just a certain number of hours. Some people are making this autophagy start by fasting for a certain number of days.
Yeah, which doesn't sound all that easy. Maybe it could be good for some people. Well, friends, before we continue with our lesson, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The super useful phrase, in order to. Ever tried to sneak an extra cookie from the jar? You sneakily tiptoe across the kitchen, holding your breath to avoid waking the sleeping dog. One wrong step and you're busted. That little in order to explains your secret mission, the reason you're doing something. In order to shows purpose. It means so that or with the goal of making something happen. We use it to connect an action to its reason. It's a bit more formal than some other options, but super clear. For example, we left early in order to catch the first bus to school. Also, she studied extra hard in order to pass the big test. Here are three phrases with a similar meaning. So as to is a fancy cousin of in order to, often used in writing. For example, he whispered so as to not disturb the baby. To is the shortest and most common way to show purpose. For example, I went to the store to buy milk and cereal. So that is great when you want to explain the result. For example, we saved our allowance so that we could buy new bikes. I once climbed a whole tree in order to rescue my kite. I scratched my knees, but it was worth it.
These purpose phrases help us explain why we do the crazy things we do. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Autophagy, the body's recycling system. However, autophagy alone is not a guaranteed method of weight loss. Fasting can help some people eat less overall, but it does not work for everyone. Pregnant women, teens, people with diabetes, or anyone with a history of an eating disorder should talk to a doctor first. Autophagy is an interesting scientific idea, but it needs to be approached carefully and with medical guidance if someone wants to change their eating habits for weight loss.
Overall 这个字，它可以当形容词或副词。当形容词，意思呢是整体的、全面的。譬如 ，The overall cost of the project was double its projected cost。该专案的总成本是预估成本的两倍。当副词的时候，意思是整体而言、总体上。譬如 ，Overall, I think the concert was a great success。整体而言，我认为这场音乐会非常成功。如果在 overall 字尾加上 s， 就变成名词 overalls， 意思是吊带工作裤。譬如 ，Riley wore overalls every day in summer while working on her grandparents' farm。Riley 夏天在祖父母的农场工作时，每天都穿着吊带裤工作。And that concludes today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
Right now, it's time for us to talk about some of the issues around autophagy.
Especially when it comes to using autophagy when you want to lose weight. We read here, autophagy alone is not a guaranteed method of weight loss. When we're talking about a method, we're talking about a way to do something.
For example, this is the best method I know to cook rice.That we can use that word method to talk about so many things.
We really can. It's just a way of approaching a problem or doing something. So we see here that if you want to lose weight, autophagy could help you, but it's not always guaranteed to work.
Well, fasting can help some people eat less overall, but it does not work for everyone.
Okay, let's find out a little more about this. Pregnant women, teens, people with diabetes, or anyone with a history of an eating disorder should talk to a doctor first.
All right, so there are a lot of different conditions that you might have, that could put you at risk if you try this process out. One of those conditions is called diabetes.
Diabetes is a disease that has to do with high blood sugar or regulating your blood sugar levels.
For example, many people take medicine to deal with their diabetes.
So we see here people who have diabetes, or if you have a history of an eating disorder, maybe shouldn't try this, or at least they should talk to their doctor first.
Absolutely. A disorder is a health problem or an illness.
Yeah, so people with diabetes, or as we see here, anyone with a history of an eating disorder, maybe shouldn't try this method of weight loss, or they should talk to their doctor first.
Yeah, and that's important. The doctor will know much more about what's going on in your body and how to safely do this. Again, this is not a normal way that autophagy is working in your bodies, so be careful.
And of course, friends, a disorder is talking about some type of health problem or illness you have. An eating disorder is when you are eating in a way that isn't healthy, and that's a pattern over time.
It is. Okay, autophagy is an interesting scientific idea, but it needs to be approached carefully and with medical guidance if someone wants to change their eating habits for weight loss.
We see this term medical guidance, friends. This is referring to advice that you get from doctors. Guidance, of course, is when someone shows you the way or gives you advice. And medical is, of course, referring to a doctor.
Yeah, remember to follow medical guidance if you're trying to do something new with your diet or your health, something that is unique.
We see here eating habits, and of course we're talking about intermittent fasting or fasting in general as a weight loss tool. And I think it's important to point out that changing your eating habits doesn't just have to be the amount of food or when you eat. I think eating habits can be changed on our own if we're choosing to eat healthier food.
Yeah, absolutely. We can eat healthier foods, still eat a good amount of nutritious foods without starving ourselves.
Exactly. And just changing what you're eating can often help you lose weight without having to do anything too drastic.
That is a great point. Well, it has been interesting to learn about this process of autophagy. We have a couple more things to say, but first, let's go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 as 子句的用法，用来表示前后两件事同样成立。像是这个句子 ,Fasting for a determined amount of time can induce autophagy, as can restricting the number of calories one consumes.As 在这个句子中是连接词，后面接倒装结构。As 子句中的助动词通常沿用主要子句的助动词，像是 can、could 等等。如果主要子句没有情态助动词，而是用现在简单式或过去式，则是 as 子句要用基本助动词，像是 do、does。Did 等等，来看例句。John ate a sandwich for lunch, as did Peter. John 午餐吃了三明治 ，Peter 也是。
Friends, as we come to the end of our article, we have a talk about it question for us to discuss. Now, this question requires a little bit of thinking, so let's think about it before we answer.What questions should people ask before starting a diet program such as intermittent fasting?
Ooh, well, there are so many questions that you would need to ask. One of them is just, how will your body feel without eating for so long? Will you still be able to do your work like normal?
I think another great question to ask is, do you fit into any of these groups that really shouldn't be doing this type of diet?
Yeah, that could be even something like someone who has diabetes, where you need to be careful about your blood sugar. Or the one that I thought was interesting was teenagers. They're still growing and they need a good amount of food.
They do. They really shouldn't be restricting their intake of food. They should be eating healthy foods, of course, but fasting is not a good thing for teenagers to do.
Yeah, so ask these questions. Think about this carefully before you go into it. If you're not sure, maybe...try and get some medical guidance.
I think another great question to ask is, does this diet fit into my lifestyle? Is it possible for me to do intermittent fasting? Like Garrett said, if you're not able to do your work, or maybe you have a certain commute, or you're around food a lot of times, maybe this type of diet isn't really suitable for you and your lifestyle.
Yeah, it might be difficult for a chef or someone who has to have regular meals with their family.
That's right. All right, friends. Well, we have really enjoyed talking about this with you, but that is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll be back with more next time right here on
Studio Classroom. A friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.